We'll spend a few minutes talking to the people that are in this private group where we can say whatever we want. And a lot of them are concerned because they have enough knowledge, most of them, to know that there are some difficult things approaching if they're not redirected.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, what I'd like to see, like you, is for them to be redirected. But it's also a good idea to be able to deal with the situation as it is.
Right.
And people are worried about, it's just been announced, and we've been predicting it for months, forced vaccination. Mm. A vaccine that's probably killed about 200,000 Americans so far. And right. It's not acknowledged because the VAERS database is just 1% or so of the reality.
Right.
And they're worried about, you know, they're stuck in an apartment in the city, places like you're talking about, and they don't have a means to survive or anything. And they don't want to feel totally panicked and, you know, just like it's disaster no matter what.
Yeah.
What we need is encouragement of people in those situations. They don't have their own farm. You know, they're in an apartment. Most people are in an apartment in a city.
Right.
I think the majority. So what would you give as beginner advice to start having the right attitude and action for a situation like that?
First, it would be to study and recognize, you know, it's like the Sankofa bird. You got to know your past to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Adinkra symbol, an African or, you know, ideology. You have to look backwards and go, okay, how did my elders do it? You know, a lot of our elders in, like, especially in Southern or middle America states, grow their own food. They educate themselves. Their education is based on things that are practical for their locality.
Yeah.
The problems and solutions in New York are not the problems and solutions for Texas.
Right.
So that's the first thing. Just being open to learning a thing that's going to have a productive impact, even on a small scale, where you are. Do what you can where you are with what you have while you grow out of that. So, for example, if you are spending a lot of money on liquor, okay, let me cut that in half and let me invest some of those resources into, I need a big pot. I got a roof in my apartment, or I got some, you know, some land somewhere in the neighborhood. Uh-huh. I want to grow a few stalks of corn, right, especially if you live in a warm environment, especially during the spring and the summer.
Right.
I want to limit my alcohol intake, and I want to take the finances and resources from that to put it towards something productive. I want to learn about homesteading. I want to learn about car being a car mechanic, because I'm spending a lot of money on cars, or maybe I can help people in the community, give them I'll create a little financial windfall area for myself by learning a skill set. The ability to create, to take these ideas that are in your head and apply solutions to them and generate resources that you can make a way for yourself, or even just, you know, I'll be able to pay my cell phone bill or my rent, right, or my electric bill with this thing that I've used my hands and my mind to create. Mm-hmm. That's tapping into that God principle. And so I would challenge everyone to start there. It doesn't have to mean you got to grow food. That's just one of the things that excites me at this moment. But it could be that for, you know, a beginner, or it could be, I want to be more thoughtful. I don't feel confident with a firearm yet. Maybe while I'm learning about that, right, you know, maybe I carry a flashlight everywhere so I can kind of, like, you know, when things are going wrong, I have, and this can be a means of defense and things of that nature.
Right.
Just these very small steps that go towards liberation and liberating yourself from the clutches of the state and then having so much control over your day-to-day life. I think that we tend to neglect the small things that turn into big things. So my one of the things that I would say to everyone is learning the areas that you may have a deficiency in or a passion towards. Take mm-hmm. small mm-hmm. steps in that and make those things, whether fixing a deficiency or being, you know, expressing that passion, make those small steps be in alignment with your liberation from the state. And you'll start to see your life, like, really make progress in a very short period of time once you start taking stock and creating plans for those
things. So self-assessment. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, I totally agree. It's a good beginning point.
Yep.
And just off that record for a minute, if you get to the point where you have time, one thing I've been thinking of is a model for a new economy, you know, that people will be setting up. You've mentioned it several times in what you were talking about. And I don't know if in the future sometime you might have time to participate in that. But should I just suggest it to your team member that I talked to? Or
yeah, you said model for a new economy?
Yeah, because like when you were talking to the guy from South Africa, you were talking about the ideas of socialism and why, you know, what you're looking at is not really socialism. And your T-shirt indicates that you might not be a total supporter of socialism.
Right, right.
But the idea of people caring about each other voluntarily, you know, rather than right now the economy's and I'm watching the clock. You need a couple minutes to get ready for your next show. But I'm watching the clock and thinking, I see where it's going right now, the plan of the small cartel that's in charge globally, and they're not identified with any country. They've achieved an amazing coordination of an assault on humanity between countries all over the world at this point. And that's part of their camouflage, that people can't imagine that there'd be that degree of control.
Right.
But it really is occurring right now.
Right.
And it was brilliant to base a pandemic on a non-dangerous virus. Because it can be cured. The few cases, there are no cases diagnosed in a lab. All the figures, and you probably know this, but the number of lab diagnosed confirmed cases of COVID is zero. And it's not going to be any different than that because they're using a fake test intentionally, that you just set the test for positive or negative, and that's what you get.
And PCR joint.
Yeah, there was a brilliant guy from Tanzania or somewhere like that, that sent in a soil sample and a sample from a goat and from a pawpaw. And they were, you know, real severe cases. They were all positive.
Yep.
Right. And so it's a complete fake. And it's partly to get the people to take the injection. And the injection has been tested. It's not an untested. They keep, you know, emphasizing the experimental nature of it. That's not true. It's an experimental demonstration on humanity, but they know it killed all the ferrets in the tests. Most of them several months after the injection, and a few at the beginning. So it's killing about 1 out of 5,000 now. But the others are killed later. And in human life, I'm trying to talk real fast because I'll let you go in a minute, but this is part of what I wanted to share with you. In human terms, it's like a year, 2, 3 years, something like that, equivalent to the several months for the ferrets. They know that, and that's why they're trying to inject everybody. And this is part of a ceremonial sacrifice thing that you mentioned, the predictive programming and having to announce it in the movies and different things like that. They have the technology to kill everybody right away, and they're not doing that. And it's because it's not about money. It's about basically a satanic ritual. And they figure that they're going to get their spiritual reward if they do it exactly correctly, according to the protocol. So they're following that, but they're speeding up now, and they're trying.
Send me information on the spiritual component of this.
I was hoping we'd have time to talk about it at some point. Is there a way to get stuff to you that doesn't get lost?
Yes. Same email as well as. Yo, let's come back and let's set this up again so we can have more time.
Yeah, I just didn't want to impose on your schedule because I know you're really busy and all that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's set up for part two to this. I'm extremely interested in that.
There's a lot that we
within a week or so.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't mind, I'd really like to, because my theme right now, and you've got 7 minutes, but my theme right now is I want to find. You know, it's solutions, just like you. But I want to find the individuals that are not entirely brainwashed zombies so that they are open to ideas that maybe are different than what they're already used to, all geared toward connection with levels of ourselves that we are not aware of right now.
Correct.
Like you mentioned that Casey had referred to. And when we do that, we have an advantage over the controllers because there's a law of nature that they're breaking. And that is specifically that if you are carrying around malice, ill intent toward anybody, you're restricted to the lowest levels of power. Mm-hmm. And so the only way that they can carry that restriction and look real scary and intimidating is if they keep us like flat on our backs unconscious compared to who we really are. And that's exactly what they're doing. And the reason they're in a hurry right now going towards total extermination is, and not just saving it for an elite group, it's, they want to kill the whole thing, including the animals and the plants and all life on the planet. And I can back that up. But the reason they're doing that is they're afraid at the top. They live in fear all the time because that's their nature of what they've taken on. And they're afraid that we might start waking up. Not in being able to recite what's bad in the world, that's not waking up. I mean, self-awareness on an experiential level. And if we do, they shouldn't really be afraid of that because we could rescue them. Anyway, there's a lot of interesting stuff there.
We got to do this again, man, for sure.
Okay. So if I send it to the whatever Solutionary Lifestyles at Gmail, you'll actually get it.
Yep.
Okay. And then try to schedule something maybe in a week. And as long as you feel that it's useful and, you know, not impinging on the time too much, I think a series of these things, there's so much there to get out. And I'm thinking that if you can help us share it, the recordings, because we're fighting censorship for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I'll help boost the signal for sure. Absolutely.
Let's get it out to everybody. You know, do a class.
100%.
Okay.
Thanks, Madge.
You have a chance to totally rest for 4.5 minutes.
Thank you all. I appreciate you all. Send me the link when this is done so I can push it on my platforms as well.
We'll do that.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Talk to you soon.